State Senate Republicans are pushing a bill that would significantly increase the penalties for anyone who makes, traffics, or sells fentanyl. Under the new bill, an individual found guilty could face life in prison or the death penalty if a person dies from a fentanyl overdose. Joining us to talk about the implications of this legislation and whether or not it's likely to pass is Haley Coles, Executive Director of Sonoran Prevention Works. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So first, how exactly would this kind of bill work? Have you seen something like this before?
Yeah, this is not the first time that we've seen a bill like this in the Arizona legislature. And there's a similar bill, a House bill, that actually just failed out of committee that would similarly criminalize and punish anybody who sold or distributed drugs to somebody who then died of an overdose. You know, the past several years, this has not succeeded. It's not new.
There's a reason why, right? Like, tell us what you make of this and sort of the approach that you take at Sonoran Prevention Works to this kind of, you know, legislation and this kind of prevention.
Yeah, so we are a harm reduction organization. We recognize that substance use is here, that we are likely not going to see an end to drug use. And instead, we work to build on strengths and provide people with basic human rights so that they can survive a potential overdose and they can reduce harms associated with using substances. You know, currently already a person can face 3 to 12 years for distributing fentanyl to somebody who then dies of an overdose from that fentanyl. So this is really just seeking to enhance that and ensure that that person is imprisoned for life or that they do face the death penalty. You know, it's going to target the same people that advocates of this bill say that they care about, because in so many cases, the person who sells or distributes the drug is also a person who is at risk for overdose. You know, in the history of the United States, drug laws have always disproportionately targeted communities of color. This would be no different. And we have never, ever seen a reduction in drug use or in overdose as we continue to further criminalize the substances.
So unintended consequences, it sounds like there. And we've probably seen these play out and have bills like this passed in other places. We've seen the real life consequences of this kind of legislation.
Yeah, there have been bills like this that have passed. Regardless of bills on the books, we do still see here in Arizona and across the country people who are being charged with manslaughter for providing these drugs. And as I said, anytime we try to further criminalize a certain substance, all we're doing is shifting the drug market and we're incentivizing the provision of more potent substances. So when we saw the crackdown on prescription opioids, what that did is that created a void. The need to use those opioids, whether licitly or illicitly, medically or recreationally, that need did not go away. It just opened up the possibility for a potent opioids such as fentanyl to make its way onto the scene.
So we are, where are we? Let's just start there in the opioid epidemic right now. A few years ago, there was a special session. There was a lot of attention, a lot of funding to fight the opioid epidemic and the massive number of deaths we were seeing from these drugs. Is it worse now?
It is. Yeah. We have seen an increase in overdose fatalities. And, you know, that Opioid Epidemic Act, it focused singularly on opioids and mostly on prescription opioids. And, you know, the past 40 years, we've seen a very predictable increase in overdose deaths, despite what drug is in fashion at the time. So, you know, the bill focused heavily on enforcement and it focused heavily on prescription opioids rather than looking at the environmental contributions that cause overdose, which is isolation, it's stigma, it's repeated contact with the criminal justice system. So, you know, and people who use drugs and people who are at risk for overdose were not consulted with that bill. So it's not a surprise that we haven't seen drastic impacts.
Fentanyl is incredibly deadly, right? Like even a small amount can kill someone. And I think everyone agrees like something needs to be done about that. In your opinion, what legislation would be helpful?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with fentanyl is it is a prescription medication. When people are taking it as prescribed under a doctor's order, we don't see overdose fatalities. So I'd like to see a shift away from focusing on specific drugs and looking more at the overall lives and social determinants that impact a person's risk for overdose. So in 2021, there was legislation that legalized fentanyl test strips. That was positive. We legalized syringe service programs through the efforts of our organization. That was positive. There was no funding attached to it. So that's always a problem. But, you know, I think we should be looking to other countries and other states and looking at their solutions. The problem is that there's a poisoned drug supply and people don't know what's in the drugs that they're taking. Mm-hmm. When people are taking medications that are prescribed, that are regulated, we don't see that same kind of overdose fatality. You know, we've got major discrimination in healthcare towards people who use drugs. In Arizona, the vast majority of people who died of an opioid overdose had multiple contacts with the healthcare system in the year before they died. That was a failure of the healthcare system. We see people who are discriminated against in housing, in employment, because of their substance use or having felonies that are related to substance use. Ultimately, we're just making it harder for people to survive. We are incentivizing even more potent and dangerous drugs to come on the scene.
So it sounds like this goes far beyond policy and what lawmakers even can do in your mind. This is, you know, other entities, a broader societal issue.
Sure. I mean, I think that legislation could certainly help, right? We could make it so that it is not legal to discriminate against people in housing because they have drug-related felonies. You know, I think part of the Opioid Epidemic Act and a lot of efforts that have been made to increase the likelihood that healthcare providers will provide naloxone, that they will get them access to treatment when they're in the hospital. And regardless, we still unfortunately have not seen that shift. We see a resistance in the healthcare world to treating people who use drugs like human beings and giving them the care that is indicated and that they actually need.
All right. I'll have to leave it there. Haley Coles, Executive Director of Sonoran Prevention Works, joining us. Haley, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.